Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Lifestyle, wellness, and damn good time. Level up. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Doobie doobie doobie, doobie doobie doobie, do-da-da-da-da. Wow. Well, that was a welcome, if it was anything else. Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny.
People must really love that shit, man.
Dude, why don't you get close to the mic so that way, like, I don't sound super clear and you sound super muffled.
I was, like, right on you, so.
Look, remember last time when you had it on your shirt and we listened back to the episode? Did you guys hear the episode where he was all muffled?
Hey, man, let's keep on going.
Okay, so.
Why are you yelling? Oh, my God.
Look, this is how I get into it. How do you get into it?
I'm here. I'm into it.
Yeah, you get into it by laying on the floor and look at the ceiling.
I'm not laying on the floor and looking at the ceiling right now. Thanks for the pitch last week.
Not this time. Anyways, guys, we are going to chat about something that came up today. So we are going to share, and I bet you have had this before. So have you ever gone to a seminar before? My guess is if you're listening to our podcast, there's a high percentage probability that you have been to some kind of seminar or course or class or whatever, something where you learn something, especially if it's a multi-day seminar where you're taking lots of notes and you went there for a reason. My guess is that you have. What?
Nothing.
You just looked at me, so I was like, am I doing something else that we weren't? Wait.
No, you're good.
Okay. So what happened is we're here in Northern Florida getting ready. We're on our final few days here at this location, at this Airbnb, and we're getting ready to...
We're
getting ready, like packing, going through our stuff, and we're getting excited because our next location is... that much closer to our storage unit. Like right now we're 3 hours away. Our next location is 2 hours away, but it does make it a little more like doable for a weekend trip or a day trip or something back into like our most previous hometown where we have friends and we have just stuff there. So we're excited to go to our storage unit, right? So we've been going through our stuff that we have been carrying around for multiple states, multiple months that we're excited to put in the storage unit. And I mean, we're looking in all the nooks and crannies, like what do we have on hand and whatnot. I found this notebook in the car and I put it in the car. It's from a seminar that we went to, a multiple day seminar that was in Salt Lake City, Utah, apparently in 2018. And it's a notebook that I put in the car from this Entrepreneur Fest seminar. I think it was like 3 days. And I put it in the car behind my seat. You know those little pockets where the seat back pocket is? I put it in there. And I think my intention for putting it there was because there were spare pages in the notebook. So that way, if I was ever in the car and needed to take notes on something, why are you laughing? I would have paper in the car to take notes on.
That's why I'm laughing.
Well, but you know what? When I was in sales, I was always looking for paper to take notes. And people like...
It's your MO. And this has always been your MO ever since I've known you. So it's just funny.
Well, if you're driving, you can't take notes on your phone while you're driving and someone's talking to you.
Valid.
Okay. So, all right. So I put it in there because I was like, oh, spare paper in the car. What's funny is I forgot it was in there, to be honest, because I've needed paper and I've written on the back of receipts and anything I could get my hands on. But I forgot I had this like notebook with a shit ton of empty pages in it.
Spare paper.
Yeah. So I grab it out today and I brought it inside and I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to throw this away, but I'll look at it before I throw it away. So page one, I open and I start reading and I've got like a gold mine of notes in here. And this is what prompted this episode. I'll pause because I feel like, Jay, you have something you want to say.
Nope, I don't.
No, you do, because you always do about this topic.
I totally don't.
As he shifts to the ground looking at the ceiling.
Yeah, you're right.
I called it.
Yep, you did call it. This is the ultimate podcasting recording set up for me.
Look, little side note here. We had like a tabletop set up, like real pro looking. I mean, these are pro. These are pro things too. But we had like real pro, like the typical podcast setup where you got the like big mic in your face on a mic stand. And, you know, like you got the HN5 recorder, you know, like you got like the setup. We had the setup. But the setup also requires like a flat table, flat surface sitting. As you probably see most podcasters, like, I don't know if we could ever do a video of our podcast because we would have to have a video on the ceiling looking at Jay and a video across the couch looking at me.
I mean, we could. We would just have to be a multiple. Anyway, back to the topic.
Okay. So the reason we came on here is because I'm sitting here reading and my story has been that I have been rewriting the same content over and over and over for 10 years, different variations of the content, the same content for 10 years. And at various times in the journey, I would pop up, pop my head out, and I would share. Sometimes I would share a lot. Sometimes I'd share a little. But overall, the underlying theme for me was I was scared in some ways. I had lack of self-confidence. Let's put that. Like my self-confidence when it came to my content, the content that I had to bring the world, me writing the content and sharing it with people. I was like scared. That's what I mean. Like the self-confidence to share it. So what would happen for me over the years is I would go and I would hire coaches or I'd go to seminars to try to find the key. How do I become successful? How do I make this work? How do I launch my business? How do I make money? Whatever. Any variation.
All the things.
And I would go, now a seminar is different, but I'm going to talk about like coaches. And I would go to a coach and I would hire that coach and be like, help. And I would hand them, you know, this is not literally, but this is like a figurative thing. I would hand them my stuff and be like, this is what I want to do. I don't know how to make it work. And we'd have a conversation and they'd be like, wow, that's all great. I see that you're really good at sales. Why don't you teach sales? That's going to work. That'll make you money. That'll get you to six figures. And what I had showed them was stuff about like living your best life and getting out of burnout and leaving the corporate toxicity. And
you said something right there that I feel that was like super important though, because your drive then was making the money, making the six figures.
Yeah.
So they were really giving you what you asked for.
Yeah.
But there was a conflict because your ego wanted the money, the fame. I won't even say the fame. Well, maybe it's the fame. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you what your ego wanted. You know better than me. But your ego was showing up because, you know, I want the money. I want the success. I want people to see me in the airports and stop for autographs or pictures or whatever and tag me on social, right? But your heart, your higher self was wanting to go after this calling. So there was a conflict, and I think that's why you keep on rewriting the same stuff, because it was like your spirit self and your ego self was like fighting for dominance. And like your ego was like, but I want the money. So how do I get the money? And people were like, okay, do this strategy. But your inner self was like, but this thing, this calling, you have a mission, right? But at the time, all you could focus on was the money, because where you were in your growth, if any of that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And the reason I'm sharing some of this backstory as it relates to seminars and what we're talking about today is because notebook after notebook, seminar after seminar, it's a lot of the same core things that I would write. Because, you know, I mean, when you're at least for me, Jay, I don't know if this is how it works for you, but for me, like, I love the energy of a seminar, a retreat, or something like that. I love the energy of it. I love the high energy. I love, you know, like learning in the moment and capturing ideas and like inspired thoughts and writing those things down. Like, I love that process. I really do. And the thing is with a seminar, generally speaking, or a conference or something, we keep saying seminar, but it's really like conferences that we're talking about. So like in a conference, you know, you go and there may be some like tangible action items. Like you may have, you know, a session that's like teaches some things and then gives you the space to be like, okay, now plan this or write this. You actually have an action plan to take home. But then it's the take home part and then the open up the notes and apply what you learned from that conference. And I feel like after looking at these notes most recently from this conference in Salt Lake City, Utah in 2018, is I've, for me, based on my story, I have like two types of notes. I have the notes that are like inspired as I was learning about branding or positioning or stories or whatever it was, something marketing related. I wrote here, literally, and I've written this even before 2018, things I can offer: hustling less, more joyful living, big picture thinking, fun and adventure. And I also wrote some stuff like, do you want your life to fly by all in the name of work? Do you want to miss out on precious time with your family, your grandparents, your parents, your siblings, your kids, in the name of work and getting it done? Enjoy life now versus waiting someday. Take care of yourself before your business. How can I work with and attract even more clients? These are the things I wrote down. And I mean, I could go on and on with some of the topics, but the point is like that core message is what I've been writing over and over for 10 years. So that's one thing that keeps showing up in my notes over the years. The other thing that shows up is then some of those strategies and tactics, you know, how to write a story, how to do a sales call, how to post on social media, like whatever, like the other business tactical items or whatever it is that you're there for. So I feel like there's two types of things that we could talk about in this when you go to these conferences. Because I know, Jay, for you, one thing that really frustrates you and annoys you is like this whole idea of going to a conference and getting all excited and then like never doing anything with it.
Yeah, I was thinking, does that really frustrate and annoy me?
Well, but you bring it up a lot. Like you've talked about it a lot as like a key point. So it's something I've noticed.
No, I mean, it definitely is a key point. But too, I think it's that environment too. That's kind of like the ideal situation. It's kind of like, okay, this just came to me. It's kind of like, and people are going to be like, oh my God, Jay, not again. But fuck it. It's who I am. It's what I do. Like the fitness industry. It's a $1 billion industry that is banking on you. This is going to sound crazy. And some of you guys are going to be like, no, this isn't true. As a banking on you not to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Because they keep on creating these fads and these quick fixes that work in these ideal situations. You want to look like Chris Hemsworth? Do this workout. Eat this meal plan. You're going to get the results, which you are, but it's not sustainable. And the way that these conferences, I'm not going to say all, so excuse me. So some of these conferences are set up and I feel that the intentions are good. They're not bad intentions, but it's like it's a perfect scenario. You're in a room full of people with the same struggles looking for the same paradise, if you will. So there's going to be a shit ton of breakthroughs. There's going to be some aha moments. You're going to make connections because you're in a what's the whale term? You're in a pod. You're in a think tank of like-minded individuals. But then once you leave that and you go back to that thing you were in before, same type of thing with working out. Yeah, you did the 30, 60, 90-day program. But as soon as you stop and go back to the things that you were doing before, your results are going to slowly slip away. So I think my annoyance and frustration is I don't know if it's who it's on. It might be the individual at the conference, the seminar or whatever. But it's like some simple action steps. Like we say, what is a 10? You have all these notes. You have all these informations. Your brain is basically in an overwhelm and overload right now because it's like, which direction do I take? What is going to give you that win? You know what I'm saying? On a scale of 1 to 10, what is going to give you an 8.5 and a 10 that you can commit to consistently to keep on going before you spend the thousands of dollars for the next conference? Now, not saying you shouldn't spend the money on the next conference, but only if after you've put into practice the things that you've learned and you need to learn some new skills and techniques, you're on another level.
Right. You know, I think if I think for myself, how I said there's like two different aspects of these notes, I feel like there's the maybe dream or the thing, like you said, like your soul's been calling you to do, or like part of your purpose, or, you know, that has inspired action. And then maybe you get a little scared to then take action on it for whatever reason. There's like that. But then speaking into what you were just talking about, there's also then like the tactical things and implementing them. So maybe we can unpack a little bit and talk about why we think, and this will be a lot of based on like my experience or maybe conversation we've had with clients or in different industry things. Like, why do the majority of people go to these things and then like don't take the action? Like you said, you can use a tool on a scale of 1 to 10. How can I chunk it down? What can I implement? But like, why do you have notebooks and notebooks? Why do so many people have notebooks and notebooks of things that they never really did anything with? And speaking to the more like the strategies and the tactical part, not necessarily like what I was sharing with my story of that thing that was inside of me that I still never took action on, is on the strategies. I think for me, if I go back into the space where I had these notebooks, I feel like I already had a life. I already was pretty busy with whatever I was doing. Like, you know, I had a job and I was trying to do my business on the side or whatever. Like I was already had a full schedule. And then, you know, you step out of the full schedule into this world, this pod, like you said, and it's fun and it's exciting. It's getting out of your norm. You're getting ideas. And I think you do take action on some things, but the rest of it for me, taking the time then out of my schedule to go back to it just wasn't, like, I didn't understand how to then go back to it. I was really busy. I was really full with what I was doing. So whatever I did or didn't act on was anything that was from my head or from that experience versus actually, like you said, going back to the notes and being like, oh, you know, oh man, this one thing I could have done. And I feel like there's a million different strategies in how you could take notes from a conference and then implement them, like Jay shared one, or, you know, maybe before you leave, you know, you give yourself an hour to reflect or 3 hours or I don't know, whatever time frame to reflect on everything. And then you pick one thing, because maybe that's the thing. People walk away with so many things. They don't know what to do next. And if you were able to right there after the conference or the first thing you do, you get when you get home, or you plan a day in your schedule or a half a day or an extra night or whatever, give yourself the space to reflect and then say, okay, what of all the stuff I learned, what is the 1, 2, and 3 thing that I'm going to implement?
Just thinking, you were like, I'm busy. Like, how many times have we used that excuse though?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't busy enough to spend the money for the conference to get this change. So I don't know. It's like when people say, well, oh, I'm too busy to do this, but you're still in this place of pain. So it's like, okay, give me the strategy. Okay, here's the strategy. I'm too busy to do that strategy. Give me another strategy. Okay, here's a strategy. I'm too busy to do that strategy. It's a cycle, you know? So it's like, okay, you're going to be busy until you choose not to be busy. And if busy is your excuse, your reasoning, whatever you want to call it, what's the one thing you can do that's going to move your business forward? You don't have to take the 30 things you learned from the conference from 5 different speakers and implement them right away. What is the thing that works for you? Work on that until you can get to the next thing. So I feel me personally, like people who say, and I say people when I'm speaking to myself as well, you know, I'm too busy to, that's a cop out. That's an excuse that we just like with anything else, the things that we value the most we'll make time for. So I feel when people say I'm too busy, it's this isn't the way I want to do it. So instead of saying, I don't want to do this way or whatever we say, it's like the go-to is like, I'm busy. That's the reason I can't.
All right. So I totally like you're saying a lot of really good stuff. I just want to take a moment to speak into what I remember my mindset was and why I might have felt busy or been busy when, like, in those moments, right? So if you think about specifically 2018 going to Entrepreneur Fest, I had a full-time national sales job traveling all over the country, right? And I took the time away to go to this because I love going to conferences and retreats and events. I really do. I love it. And went to this, and we went because we were working with Emily. I was working with Emily as an intuitive coach. She was speaking there. And as a speaker, I guess she had access to a handful of tickets, and she chose to invite some of her clients, and we were invited to go. Well, I think I was invited, and it was like, hey, would Jay want to go? Yeah. So we were invited, right? So we got two tickets to go to this conference, courtesy of her. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm in, right? So what you're saying about being busy, I definitely had a full plate of responsibilities with my day job. I'm not justifying, I'm just going back into that space. And even when I went to other conferences, when I went to Full Throttle Experience or when I went to these other conferences, right? I had like a full plate of responsibilities that I was already committed to. And so therefore what happened is this stuff may have been interesting to me, but because I had so much going on, the priority level of the notebook of notes just went down, 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 down. And I agree, if you make time for it, I think the thing comes, I mean, I feel like there's a couple of things that are layered here. Because if you think about the clients that we work with, sometimes they're caught in the hustle and grind mentality and belief system. And so unless, like, I feel like I would have had to be proactive enough, or someone would have had to like stop me and shake me, and or I would have had to agree, like you said, made it a priority. I would have had to be proactive enough where I would have said, okay, I'm going to this conference. Instead of flying from there straight to the next thing, which is probably what I did, I'm going to give myself some time after to integrate or rest and rejuvenate. And or I'm going to plan, you know, time after the conference, a week after, a month after, like whatever, like days. I'm going to plan days where I can go back through these and have implementation time or something.
I'm glad you're talking about this now, because I feel, you know, this is where we work super well, because someone's listening to this and they're probably like, yeah, Jenny, right. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing. But as you've learned, as we've learned, you know, what you're speaking of, even some of the words you're using, going back to that mindset you were in the moment, you know, I had a plate full of responsibilities I committed to. Like, and we've talked about this before, there's boundaries. And I think the whole point of this conversation, or one of the points of this conversation, is, like you said, the point we're trying to get to is these people who have that day in, day out, you know, grind mindset, who want to do something different. They're not fulfilled, you know, but it's like, okay, I can't do that because I have this plate full of responsibilities.
And at least for me, I think in some ways, when I look back and tap back into that, in some ways I was addicted to that.
I think people listening
to this,
it was
fun. It was a part of my identity. It was exciting. You know what? It's interesting. I just had a couple of conversations this week with people who could relate to that moment. You know, I made the money. I loved what I did. I loved my job, right? I loved the sales job and traveling around. I loved the customers. I loved the experience of all of that. I enjoyed that. Yet there was something inside of me that like wasn't fulfilled. Like I was missing something. Like I felt there was something else, even though I had the stuff and I enjoyed it. But also at the same time, in that enjoyment, like it just became so much a part of my identity. I lost myself in the job. the only friends I had were the people from the job.
Right.
And this could happen in the business. Like, I could see even the opposite as an entrepreneur, where you end up not having any friends because you're connected online to your clients or whatever, and you're working all the time and you don't even have time for friends. I can think of someone right now where that's their case, you know? So I don't know. It's just interesting thinking about this, because I can relate so much. And sometimes it takes listening to a podcast like this, where you can listen to me and be like, oh my God, like you said, oh my God, she gets me. And then Jay being like, yeah, but there's another way. And sometimes.
Or not even there. Yes, there's another way, but you told me you're not fulfilled. You told me you want more joy. You told me you want this. And then it's like, it goes back to that confliction thing we were talking about. You told me you want this. And on the other hand, it's like, oh, but I have to do this. Do you? Let's really sit down and break this down. And maybe that's it too. Like at the time, no one set you down. You were probably your job's goose and golden egg, because anything they wanted you to do, you'd go do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, no, why would we tell her she needs to take time for herself? Because she's making money for us.
Right.
Heaven forbid we tell her to chill.
Well, I didn't really understand what that meant. Like, I didn't know. I guess it's kind of feeling I had to work, like feeling guilty if I wasn't working, feeling like I had to show up, like I had to be on, all those things, like feeling like that was what was needed from me. And so therefore, the implementation from the seminars rarely happened. And especially when it came to me rewriting what I've been called to do. The downloads have been coming for years. And I keep rewriting the same thing over and over and over. But it is a cool validation now when I'm reading this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. Like, I've been doing this for so long. I mean, I feel like that's a whole nother topic to talk about. Like, okay, the confidence in actually applying what you feel called to do. But let's talk about, you know, like you said, you've got this hustle, this going on, you go to a conference and you're not implementing, yet you want something different. I think it's because you just don't know how to get out of that. Like, you fear, if I stop working, if I put in these boundaries, I don't know, like, what's going to happen? Okay, like, I'm usually available these hours, these days, and if I cut back, what's going to happen? You know, how's that going to work? Am I still going to get everything done? Are my clients going to be upset? How's that going to look? Like, okay, then I have free time. What do I do with my free time? Because it's crazy. As much as you may want the free time, sometimes if you're so in it, having the free time, you're not sure what to do. And you're like twiddling your thumbs because you're like, I don't really remember what I like. Okay, let me call a friend. Wait, all of my work friends are my friends and we talk about work. You know, like, okay, now what? Now what do I do? So then sometimes in those moments, if you're not willing to kind of be uncomfortable in those moments, you go back to doing work, or it's distracting you for something else. Maybe you don't like your spouse and you're distracting yourself from your spouse by working. I mean, there's so many things we could have a whole nother episode about.
If you don't like your spouse and you're distracting yourself by work, that's a whole different conversation.
I know. There's so many conversations we can have. I mean, I encourage you. Let's kind of like bring this full circle. I encourage you. I invite you that if you have any seminars, events, conferences planned in the future, is to really consider looking at the schedule, seeing how jam-packed it is, because usually a conference is like jam-packed sun up to sundown. And consider, how can you add in maybe a day on the front, a day on the back, to give yourself time to like arrive and get settled and really think, okay, what is my intention for this conference? My intention is to meet people. My intention is to learn something to help me in this aspect of my life. My intention is to learn something to help me level up my business. My intention is to, right? So like, if you have a key intention or a couple of intentions, you can filter all the information through that And that way it can help you stay focused and like relevant, because you're not going to be able to apply everything. And even if you take notes on every single thing there, the chances of you implementing every single thing are probably pretty slim.
Crazy.
I bet there's people who do implement every single thing from a conference, but it's highly unlikely, because when you go back to those notes, you're going to be like, wait, what? What do I do? How do I do this? So if you can like pick out the things that are like the most important to you right now, then at the end, with the time that you have to unplug, you know, like I said, you could maybe set a block of time to really say, okay, what is it that I'm willing to commit to? Who do I need to delegate things to? How can I integrate this into my life? And also remember, if you're going to an event, how can you look out beyond the conference and make sure you give yourself time in your schedule to put into place these new things? So if it is a strategy for your business on how to scale up or something, maybe you can already, in advance, maybe you already have a team member lined up, and you're ready. And when you get back, you're going to have a meeting with the team member to be able to share the information and then let the team member then build the system based on the notes or whatever.
And another thing too is like, if there's someone you really, really connect with at the conference, don't do this bullshit people do. It's like, oh, we're going to stay in stay in contact. And beyond work, like, get to know those persons and commit to say, hey, we're here. Let's put it on this. This is where the business hat comes in. Let's get something on the calendar where we're talking once a week, non-negotiable, and have that person hold you accountable and vice versa.
Right. I mean, there's so many ways, but I guess that's the point of this one, to pretty much like have a chat about this. You know, here it is 4 years later, I'm writing the same thing. I've got all these notes. And then also the idea that how many people like run through life and maybe are feeling unfulfilled or don't feel like they have freedom, yet you have all the keys to the kingdom when you go to these events. I don't know. I paused because I'm like, not every event has all the keys. Some of it's just a bunch of fluff. But anyways, that's the whole other story. But like, you know, when you get these gems and you get these ahas and you get these moments of clarity, then how can you put those into your life? Because ultimately, we all want to live a life of joy and freedom and fun and fulfillment. Like, that's what we all want. So then how can you actually put that into play? I mean, that's really what we wanted to chat about today, right? Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on or make sure that was like, hey, here's like the takeaway?
I think we pretty much said the takeaway. Set your boundaries, even in these conferences. If this is, there's been a lot of takeaways. Boundaries, where we've done a ton of podcasts on that, ton of Clubhouse stuff on that. If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. No more of this I'm too busy crap. If someone, and it's shifting your mindset too when you go to these things. So imagine someone is basically telling you, hey, I'm going to give you potentially $50,000 a month. And this is what you have to do. Basically, someone's giving you money because that's what you're paying for. You're paying for these strategies. But you have to shift your mindset to say, if I put these things in place, it's going to make my whole world do a 180.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the thing. We didn't go into that, but switching your mindset to say, basically, this notebook is a guaranteed extra insert income number a month. Are you too busy to get an extra income number a month? I'll bet you make time for that shit.
Man, you know, it's interesting. This just brought up something else where I'm like, I think of some of the seminars I've been to and some of the people that have been hardcore about stuff like, oh, you know, do this, do that. And there's so many different strategies, especially when they have, you know, a conference that has multiple speakers. I don't know. I just thought, yeah, that, I don't know. Like for me, what you just said could like send me down a path for me based on old me and thinking. Because I'd be like, oh, well, this, you know, this is about the stuff. And there's a lot of like, I guess where I'm going with this is I feel like there's also part of this process is really learning how to go inside and listen to your intuition.
I was going to say, like you said old you.
Lean into and connect to the speakers and the teachers and the coaches and the whatever healers and whoever's there who you resonate with. because there could be somewhere someone up there talking like, do this, do that, do the third, you know, sell your third child. And that's in your notebook to go implement. But yeah, like that speaker just really didn't resonate with you. That system didn't resonate with you. It was like a bunch of red flags internally.
Yeah. I mean, you know when stuff doesn't feel right.
Yeah, but old Jenny is trying to implement what everybody says because she wanted the success of what everybody was promising.
We're not talking about old Jenny.
No, but that could be.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We're not talking about old Jenny because new Jenny is giving the information. Now, new Jenny is basically saying, don't do what old Jenny did.
Exactly. That's why I shared it.
Go to these things and basically listen, because every strategy isn't a great strategy. Well, yes. Just because it was great for whoever's presenting it doesn't mean it will be great for you.
Yes. And actually, we're recording this right now on 4th of July and I hear fireworks outside. And those fireworks are a symbol of the expansion that's possible in your life. You know how the firework goes up in the air?
Nice spin on that. Nice spin. Like, yo, dab, 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 going, dab. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Finish it up. Fireworks, like the potential of the expansion of the beauty of the awe, the curiosity, like that's what's possible for you.
Wow. Yo, she just closed it out on a super deep note.
Are you willing to light the wick and send up this possibility of your life of a grand finale of fireworks that literally is on the other side of all the shit that's holding you back? Excited to hear what kind of ahas, the journey, all that good stuff. Hit us up or not. Whatever, man. You do you. Can't wait to connect with you and hear you. Hear what's up in your life, how we can help you out, and catch us on the next episode. Holla!
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2J Age Insider. Mahalo for tuning in.